Gary Vee.
Gary Vee is back in the day. Gary Vee was the one speaking about content when content wasn't sexy, when we didn't have Reels or TikTok. That's when I started looking at content marketing, branding, everything being calculated and doing it according to a script. So,
with such a busy schedule,
yes,
you know, all around Africa and several parts of the world, how do you manage your time,
right,
and then also family time? Because I can see the ring.
Yes. I live an integrated life, and I know it's not a very popular notion. So I'm not necessarily looking at work time, family time. It's very, very integrated. I do a lot of research with my kids, for instance. I share a lot of my findings with them. I do a lot of that with my wife. So we merge and we spend a lot of time together in doing these things, the things they love, the things I love. And when of necessity, I need to be away from one, the other one doesn't really hate me. So when I'm away from work, work understands that boss really needs to go, because if not, boss is here as much as he needs to. And when I need to be away from family, family understands that, no, dad needs to go, because if dad didn't need to go, he wouldn't go. We're at that age, I don't know about you, but going out is very,
very difficult right now.
I don't know how we used to party, because right now, loud noise, they irritate my...
Yeah.
I don't understand.
No, you're right. You're right. Yesterday, I was actually supposed to go out. They said it's Dad Lumba's 60th birthday. I can't.
There's too many people safe. I can't.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I try and integrate. If you try and separate, you spread yourself too thin. Because remember, there's another person you didn't mention. Self.
Mm.
There is self time, or time for self. There's time for family. There's time for friends. There's time for spirit. There's time for soul. There's time for body. Think about it. So it needs to integrate somehow. So when we work out at home, everybody goes to the gym.
Right.
Everybody's going to work out.
Right.
So that in that time, we're spending time together. Whilst we're working out, the sermon is playing. So we're listening to the word of God, discussing it. So that 1 hour in the gym, we spend time together as a family. We're listening to the word of God. We worked out. We all go sit down, have lunch or dinner, something like that.
Ah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There are several interviews when I watched them. And then you said that this whole thing about public speaking, becoming a global leader, thought leader, it started from when you met the South African man.
Vuzi.
Yeah.
Tembe Kwayo. My public speaking journey started when I started preaching at age 15.
15?
Today I'm going to tell the story for real.
15?
15 years old, I got born again. BEC. You know when we finish BEC in Ghana, they do all nights or they do Thanksgiving services. Went to one of these. They brought a preacher, Brother Justice Wilberforce. Never forget him. He came up there, preached hell so much. That night, I ran. Dude, this young man made them announce that when you're coming to church, bring a matchbox or lighter. Preached hell! Crying tears. That when at the end of their sermon, he said, light the match. Put your finger like this for as long as you can. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Then we did it. Then he said, if this is hot,
imagine hell.
Speed! I went to give my life to Christ. Gave my life to Christ. He saw me. He saw that I was very passionate about the message he had preached. He started training me, teaching me how to preach, how to speak, how to... So at 15, 6 months after being born again, I had a megaphone. I was doing done broadcasting. You can't go to hell. I wanted to snatch people from hellfire. So the basis of my speaking actually came from there. 3 years in the journey, I realized that charisma had taken me so far. I had gifts, I could see like things. And character, sanctification, things that needed to change on the inside. So I was a vessel of blessing, but my vessel itself was corrupted. 3 years later, I fell out, got angry. All the Opokuari, you can ask about my track record in Opokuari. I was a top guy, church stuff in Opokuari. 348, they know me. If you ask who is Bishop Skodo, they'll tell you. Never told this story on any platform. During my time in Tasu and Suzu, school nearly got into trouble with me. As boys were dressing, I was preaching. People were dressing and taking their clothes off, and the bus was there almost empty. Preaching morning through afternoon. Okope there was Suzu. Souls are perishing. Oh, see Suzu. Suzu here there. You want to go and talk to the Louis girls and destroy your life? Stay in school.
Wow.
So that's how I learned. 3 years later, 2009, I realized that the character flaws were catching up. The church didn't hold me, backlashing, all sorts of things. Boys' school is a small school. Everything goes around. It took the worldly people to accept me and love me. So I did that switch. That's what actually led me into entertainment. So when I left school, I was so angry at God and angry at the church. I was young and naive, then I know better. And then I'm like, okay, so this skill I have, what am I going to do with it? I learn, I read, I can memorize, I can speak, I have charisma. What am I going to do with it? Two things, media, radio, TV. So that's where it started from. So I tried entertainment for about 3 years, tried to get in with Jay Foley, tried to get in with John Jermaine. John Jermaine finally helped me. I got on TV, did a bit of TV. Entertainment felt empty. I was coming from God. So everything there, the club, the alcohol, the women, the smoke, it was temporary. Right? It wasn't aligned. There was the emptiness. So I was like, no, this is not it. This is not who I am. This is not what I want to do. So eventually I said, okay, what else can I do with this public speaking that does not involve finishing my own life with alcohol and club and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And then public speaking emerged. And when it emerged, that's when the Gary Vaynerchuk days came. The Gary Vaynerchuk, Les Brown. But everybody I found was Oyibo or in America.
Mm.
So it's like, this public speaking, do you like Africa here? That do not go work. Mm. Who be who? That time we had Dave to me. You remember? There was a man. He was Ghana's foremost before Albert Okran. Dems came up. Day to me was Ghana's foremost public speaker. When I was in Opokuari, 2007-2008, thereabout, he came out. He came to our school. At that time, he charged us 10,000. Then, Day to me was big. Big. Right? So I'm like, but he was, at that time, the internet was coming up, so he had gone down. Apparently, people started finding out most of the content was from...
Right.
And then the sources were now kind of obvious on the internet, and he didn't adapt very quick to the internet. He was still being traditional. So he sort of got left, and then Albert and Comfort Okran came up with Springboard, sponsored by MTN. They were all over the place. So I'm like, that's it. But even them, it looks like it's because they're connected and they know that who has built a public speaking brand from scratch and has become a top guy. And then my friend introduced me to Vusi Tembekwayo. That first day in 2013, I knew. So I said to myself, this is the guy. This is the blueprint. From that moment, Vusi carry cap, take picture. I carry cap, I take picture. Vusi smile, sit down. I smile, I sit down. Vusi say elocution, speak English in the diction and in the very tongue of English. That's why I speak like this. At home, this is not how I speak. That is what I'm doing. Modeled the guy, said I'll work my ass off for 10 years and I'll stand on the same stage with him. 7 years later, during COVID in 2020, I messaged him and said, by the way, all that 7 years, I was his number one fan. Repost everything, comment on everything, like everything, message everything he did. I told him, till date, I have a backup of every single thing Vusi ever posted from 2013, including going onto websites, inspecting the element, and drawing out audio from interviews on radio station websites.
Wow.
Yes. I said, I have a backup of everything you've ever done. If you ever lose your backup, call me. He didn't reply. He didn't. For 7 years, he was watching. 2020, I reached out. I was doing something called Global Conversations just to help people cope with the COVID. I reached out that day. Those times, I was so crazy. That's the thing about me. I'm very, very daring. I'm not moved by any of these things. I messaged Vusi, Trevor Noah, Obama, Oprah, Michelle Obama. Waiting. What will I lose? If they don't respond, who cares? But what if? And Vusi responded. Say, hey, young man. I've paid attention to you for 7 years. You are beginning to hold your own. Let's do this conversation. Change the trajectory of my life and career. Now, about 4 years down the line, we've built a business together. We discussed everything. I spent 5 hours with him in SA in November, just telling him the entire plan of the next stage of my life. He gave me wisdom. He prayed for me. He calls me brother.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what happened.
What a mindset shift.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
7 years.
7 years is what it took.
Most people don't have the patience.
No, please.
Where did you get it from?
Mama told me nothing good comes easy. Nothing worth keeping comes easy. Then as I come up, I realized that people of value had every cockroach trying to climb up their leg. So the only thing that stands out is consistency and value. So I understood that if I walked in a room, what would make a person of value notice me would be value.
Mm.
So I'll build it. No matter how long it takes, I will build it until I'm valuable enough that it fits his recognition pattern and he recognizes me. However long it took, it didn't matter. It didn't matter at all. That foundation was mom. And then those early days of biblical preaching and stuff. You see all of these stories of David when he was anointed to be king, how long it took for him to be king. Joseph, when he saw the dream, how long it took for him to be prime minister. So those fundamental Christian concepts had built those systems in my head that almost at least it'd be 10 years.